It's 10 years to the day since Victoria's catastrophic Black Saturday bushfires. 173 people died when scores of fires tore through towns with little or no warning. Many of the affected communities are holding private commemorations today. 22-year-old Sam Matthews was killed when his family's home burnt down in the small town of St Andrews. His mother, Carol, is now living in suburban Melbourne. And as Samantha Donovan reports, she's on a mission to help Australians prepare for bushfires.
10 years ago today, Carol Matthews was a couple of hours away from her St Andrews home when her son Sam called.
We only had a 30-second conversation. When he started, he was anxious but not panicked. A tree blew up and then there was fire all around him. And then I heard this pop, 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 and I said, "What's that?" And he said, "Shit, all the windows have blown in." In my heart, as soon as the windows had blown in, I knew that there wasn't much hope for him. And although I tried about 15 to 20 times to ring him back, we never heard from him again.
Sam Matthews had been a volunteer with his local Country Fire Authority Brigade and knew what to do in case of fire. But like so many who died on Black Saturday, his skills were no match for the unexpected inferno. For the last 6 years, Carol Matthews has been single-mindedly developing a program to help people understand how it feels to be threatened by a bushfire.
So right from the very beginning, I thought about having this multi-sensory immersive experience where in a safe place we could bring people in and take them through a narrative of a normal day that turns into a bushfire, and then it starts to go dark and smoky, the fire alarm won't stop beeping, the chaos starts to get a bit more because the plan you thought you had has to change as the fire doesn't do what it says it's going to do in your plan. And so that's when we came up with having a mobile trailer that would be able to go round to different country areas. And in the end, my ambition and hope, we will have at least one of these immersive bushfire experience trailers in every fire region.
The project is facing funding and design challenges, but Carol Matthews is optimistic she'll get it done.
So we're potentially looking at the first immersive experience for a bushfire anywhere in the world.
How much of this is a tribute to Sam?
It's all about him, really, because you're doing this as a diversion from confronting and then dealing with the trauma and the grief of losing your child. And I know that. And there have been times where I've gone, I can't do this anymore. It's too hard. And it's like one step forward, two steps back, as all major projects sort of are. And I just thought, no, I can't do it. And then either Dave or my daughter will go, but it's for Sam. And then I go, well, how can I not do it?
How will you mark the anniversary?
Dave and I will stay at home and we will think about Sam, we'll cry about Sam, spend a lot of time looking at things about Sam, and Dave will probably take himself off for a long walk.
That's Carol Matthews remembering her son Sam, and she was speaking there with our reporter Samantha Donovan.